T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Yankee game last night was actually shaping up to be a very typical 2019 New York Yankee game, in that James Paxton, the starting pitcher, doesn't give you a lot of innings. The Yankee offense wakes up. They get a bunch of big hits. Cameron Maben gets a big RBI hit. DJ LeMahieu, of course, who's been clutch all year. It's the 3-run home run. And so Aaron Boone goes to his bullpen early, and guys start picking up each other. I mean, Adam Ottavino comes in the fifth inning, gets a big strike out of Grichuk, one of the few times they got him out. Tommy Kahnle comes in to bail out Ottavino. He gets a couple of big outs in the sixth inning. And it looked as if this is going to be your typical Yankee game. Clutch hits, not a lot from your starter, and the bullpen takes over. And really where it all changed was Vlad Guerrero Jr. hitting that 3-run homer off of Zach Britton. Even when they got the 2 runs, which was helped out by the Gleyber Torres error in the 7th inning, they're up 7-6. You know, they're 6 outs away from winning. They're 5 outs away from winning. They've got Zach Britton on the mound. They've got Aroldis Chapman ready to go for the 9th. They're going to win this game. And everything changed. You know, Jansen gets the hit, the walk to Gurriel, which may have been the biggest thing because I think Britton was ahead of him, and then the bomb to Vladimir Guerrero, and then it just got worse. Because at that point, when Boone takes Britton out and he goes to Luis Sessa, who is back to being Luis Sessa. Remember when he was off to a good start?
He was early on.
Yeah, not anymore. Now he's Luis Sessa. And so that's where it turned, because before that, before Vlad hits the 3-run home run, it was looking like a typical 2019 Yankee victory, and instead it turns into a losing streak.
And the Yankees, really the first tailspin they've really had since the early start of the season. What, they lost 3 in a row? First time they're not going to win a series since they had those 2 in a row they lost to the Diamondbacks, that little mini 2-game series they played out in Arizona. So a little minor setback on the the Yankee run right now.
Well, to put in perspective what you're talking about with those series wins, they had won 9 straight series.
Right.
They were talking about this on the broadcast last night. The last time they had done that was 1998. And anytime you ever hear a comparison,
that's always a good comparison.
Oh, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yep.
They hadn't won a series 10 years in a row since 1954, which jumped out at me as
funny.
They
didn't win. They didn't make the World Series that year.
Because the Indians won 110 games that year, whatever it was.
I think 111.
How many did the Yankees win that year?
Over 100.
They did, okay.
I think they won over 100.
But
they didn't,
Hey.
Cleveland, and then Cleveland, of course, gets swept in the World Series by the Giants.
Yeah, that's the famous catch
year. On Vic Wertz.
Right. So, you know what the Yankees have accomplished over the last month plus has been impressive. And you figured it was going to cool off eventually. The biggest key is, how do you respond to all this? You know, Jay Happ is pitching today. Jay Happ has had a very uneven kind of season. You know, they need 6-7 out of Jay Happ. It's one of those days where you'd like to see some innings from your starting pitcher, because it is difficult time in and time out to ask your bullpen. And it's the same guys right now, Adam Ottavino, Tommy Kahnle. Last night it was Jonathan Holder, but Zach Britton, Aroldis Chapman. It's tough to ask those guys every single night to get you big outs.
So, and you don't want to get swept by the Blue Jays either.
No, not at all. Bad Blue Jay team.
Yep.
And you're facing a guy in Edwin Jackson, who I think pound for pound is the worst starting pitcher in baseball in the last 8 years.
His ERA, I had to do a triple take on his. I think it's like 16.
13.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's only 13.
I knew it was double digits. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
And I know Edwin Jackson pitched well last year with the A's, and the reason I think he's the worst starting pitcher in the last 8 years is because very few guys can be bad and yet continue to get those opportunities. And so if you look at him over the last bunch of years with the Nationals, he was good with the A, so I admit that.
Is that where you had the no-hitter? What do you have the no-hitter
for? Tampa Bay. That was years ago.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, and he walked like 20 guys, too.
You know what? Was it Tampa or was it against Tampa? I think he may have been on the Diamondbacks at the time.
Is that where he was?
Pitched it in Tampa against the Rays when he was a young starter. But if you look at Edwin Jackson over the course of his career, he gets a bunch of starts every year, and he always pitches to a 5.5 ERA, which it's pretty bad. I mean, he's just not good. So this is a good opportunity for the Yankees to get right, but they need innings from their starting pitching. Now, it's very difficult to go back to that well every single day and say, hey, bullpen, get me 15 outs. They have a great bullpen. We all know that. But it's tough to ask that on a consistent basis.
Do they sign Dallas Keuchel in your mind?
I don't know. Probably.
You think they will?
It sounds that way.
50-50 or better?
You're asking me? I'm not John Heyman. I don't know what the heck they're going to do.
Well, we'll ask John Heyman later. John Heyman's coming on later, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that they probably will, if I had to guess, educated guess, only because it seems as if the Yankees don't want to trade their prospects. And to acquire Madison Bumgarner, to acquire Max Scherzer, you've got to trade prospects. And I think Brian Cashman, and maybe to some Yankee fans, maybe a lot of Yankee fans, see the appeal of maybe bringing in the lesser pitcher, but having to give up nothing when it comes to prospects. So that is clearly the appeal of Dallas Keuchel. But as I've stated, my concern about the guy is the guy hasn't pitched.
Yeah.
And we're about to find out with Craig Kimbrell, he's a reliever, so it's a little different. But Craig Kimbrell signed that deal with the Chicago Cubs. He actually got a 3-year deal with a 4th-year team option. He's making about $15 million a year. And we're going to see, because I think Kimbrell's been on the decline anyway. He's still good, but you could see it last year with the Red Sox, especially in the postseason, how not pitching and just showing up in the middle of June affects you. Because I have to think, Joe, it's going to affect you.
You would think. I mean, we'll find out. You would think. I agree with you. I think it's probably not as big a deal for a relief pitcher. But then again, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it's tough to see.
I can't answer that.
But right now, with the guys that they have, you know, and James Paxton was acquired to come here and maybe not be an ace, but be a good pitcher, be a very good pitcher, a guy that can give you 7 innings. You need, and I know it's only his second start back from the injured list, but with James Paxton, you want to see 7 innings out of a starting pitcher. With Masahiro Tanaka and his last performance, it was 6. You want to see innings out of your starting pitching, even when you have a super bullpen, because you don't want to burn your super bullpen out in the middle of June and July. And so during this Yankee winning streak, what they've done so well is that I think until last night, Zach Britton had 13 straight appearances. We didn't allow a run, which is crazy, right? That's really, really impressive. Well, that's not going to last forever.
No. No, he was due to give something up.
Sure, when you go back to that well every single day and you work your guys a lot, it's risky. So I think that's going to be one of the more important things over the next few months, not just from acquiring guys like you mentioned, Dallas Keuchel, but the guys that they already have, just to get more innings out of them. You know, Jay Happ, even in his effective starts, and I've agreed with Aaron Boone at times on this, has gotten his 5 innings out of Jay Happ and said, all right, give me the baseball, let's go. And that's fine when it works. The problem is when you ask 4 relievers day in and day out, mm-hmm. you know, you don't want to burn those guys out now.
The problem, though, is that when it's easy to, you know, to fall back on that when you have as effective a bullpen as you have.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, you know, it becomes, you know, very seductive, if you will.
No question. And I think that's why there is so much value in the return of Dellin Betances as well, because now you get to throw a fresh arm into the mix, you know, a fresh guy into that mix. And that's why, as crazy as it may sound now, I wouldn't even rule out Cashman trading for another reliever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't rule it out.
I rule out nothing with the Yankees.
No, I mean,
the more the merrier. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, when he acquired Tommy Kahnle 2 years ago, they had a good bullpen.
Yep,
and David Robertson. They acquired 2 relievers in that trade, David Robertson and Tommy Kahnle.
They're going to acquire a reliever.
What was that again?
Dellin Betances. That's like making a trade.
We just mentioned it.
I know, but that's the trade.
Right. I know. That whole phrasing of,
I just made another Keuchel trade. Or not?
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it. But if they're going to sign him, don't they have to sign him real soon so they know before July 31st what they have in him? Because if he stinks, you don't have the August 31st deadline to fall back on anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
And I've heard a lot of people say, well, if you sign Keuchel, you only sign him for the rest of the year. See, I don't like that idea because I'm so skeptical of what I'm getting from him for the rest of this year. I like the idea of signing him to a 2-year deal where I see what I have from him this year. Hopefully he's good. Hopefully he's effective. Maybe I've got to trade for a starter. Maybe I don't. And then I've got a full season of Dallas Keuchel next year instead of renting a guy for a few months, because maybe I'm putting too much stock in it, but I just don't know what this guy is going to be after missing as much time as he has.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out eventually. I would think, look, now that Kimbrell signed, and we'll ask John Heyman about it, you would think Keuchel's going to be soon. I would think within the next week you're going to see him sign.
I would think so. And the story with Kimbrell is this, as far as Ben Zobrist. I mentioned this to you before.
That's a very weird situation there.
Ben Zobrist is out right now. Him and his wife are filing for divorce. Yep. Apparently she cheated on him, and he's not playing baseball. He's not around. He's not there. And they're not paying him. And Ben Zobrist makes a lot of money. Makes about $12 million this year, somewhere in that range. And so the Cubs now are basically going to reinvest that money in signing Kimbrell, because I think he's making, for the prorated part of this season, basically what they owed Ben Zobrist. And then next year, Zobrist is off the books and Cole Hamels is off the books. And that's when they're paying Craig Kimbrell $15 million a year. So who knows if the Cubs make a financially aggressive move like this if Ben Zobrist is there.
Yeah,
and I don't know what's going on there with Ben. There may be more to that story.
It seems like there's more to just the divorce. I mean, I mean, look, I don't know. Who knows the answer to that? You know, a situation I gone through one already. It certainly didn't stop me from working. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, certainly
not getting paid.
Right. Yeah.
He's scheduled to make $11 million.
Make sure I got paid because I had to pay. So, are you kidding me?
Right. In this case, it may be the other way around. Well, I think Mrs. Zobrist may be paying Ben Zobrist.
Yeah.
But now we can eliminate the fantasy that the Mets were ever going to sign Craig Kimbrel. And here's what annoys me. And again, I say this a lot to you because it's true. One of the perks of you not being on Twitter is that you don't get to see this. You don't get to see Ken Rosenthal tweet, and I'll read it to you.
Wait to hear this.
And by the way, I'm not mad at Ken Rosenthal.
No, what did he say? The Mets were going to sign him?
I apologize. Buster Olney, not Ken Rosenthal.
What did he say? The Mets were going to sign him?
He said, Buster Olney says, the Dodgers and Mets also had talks with Craig Kimbrel. Great, they talked. What did they say to him? You want to get
what
paid?
What does that mean?
Oh, no.
I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
And he did the Mets do that on purpose? Did they say, hey,
they probably
Buster,
do.
We talked to him.
They're trying to, like, appease the fan base. Oh, yeah, well, we talked to him. So what? We've heard that nonsense from the Mets before.
Nonsense.
And that's what it is. Don't you know. What was don't the, humor us.
What did the talk you know? Involve? Right. Craig, we'd love to pay you $1 million this year. No, right. I want more.
Will you take the veteran minimum, Craig?
He said no. Oh, okay, let's move on. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
So Craig Kimbrel is a Chicago Cub. He will not be a New York Met. And I think Dallas Keuchel signs in the next few days.
I would think so.
And it probably will be the New York Yankees. Because I don't think Cashman wants to trade prospects. And that is the appeal of Keuchel. I look at it this way. Go get the best arm. Yeah. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Especially, they need innings from their starting pitching. I think every team does, unless you have a guy like Jason Vargas who can give you 9, which is very special.
Jason, unbelievable.
So I would rather get the guy that's been pitching. Not the guy that's
got
to work up his arm strength, and I'm probably going to have a pitch count on him for his first four or five starts.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Yankees signed Keuchel and still traded for another pitcher later on. Would that surprise me? No.
It wouldn't surprise me if this happens. A, Keuchel comes here and isn't any good.
Right, right.
Or B, Keuchel comes here and let's say Paxton gets hurt again.
Yeah,
or Jay Happ is mediocre. Hurt. Or right. Guys that just aren't good.
Severino never comes back.
Right. Domingo Germán, clock strikes midnight.
Right, right, right.
I agree with you. I think there's scenarios where they end up with multiple guys.
I put nothing past them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.